Even though.
Even though.
Talk about revenge.
Talk about revenge.
I'm disappointed in my dad.
I'm disappointed in my dad.
He doesn't get to have cancer.
He doesn't get to have cancer.
I'm disappointed in my dad.
I'm disappointed in my dad.
And worse.
And worse.
I gotta think. I gotta feel.
I gotta feel.
This man will know great guilt. He will have to resolve. At some level of consciousness.
All the things he didn't do right.
You don't get to be an alcoholic. You don't get to hurt the people you love.
And just pop out of earth.
Straight into light.
Straight into light.
He's going to have time.
He's going to have time.
To think.
To think.
And I can't protect him.
I can't protect him anymore.
Than I could protect.
Than I can protect.
My fourth grade self.
My fourth grade self.
He really hurt me. I didn't want to get a bad grade. That felt awful. I didn't do it on purpose. And then he shamed me. And cancer is shameful too. And all of this.
All of this.
Disappointment.
Miscommunication.
Mishandled anger. My dad wasn't disappointed in me. It was fourth grade. Nobody's going to know that grade. Dad was disappointed in himself.
That he wasn't a better father.
And he just projected that disappointment
on a fourth grader
who loved him.
That's sad.
That is so sad. And I can't undo it.
I can't take that memory away
from his soul,
from his higher knowing. At some level of
consciousness,
he's going to look at that.
And he's going to feel worse
than that fourth grader could feel.
And I don't get to forgive my dad.
In his reality.
I can only forgive him for me.
It's really hard.
To remain safe.
In my own space.
I want to love this man.
I want to ease this
man.
I want to forgive this man.
For wasting a whole lot
of his earth life.
It's not mine to fix.
It's not mine to heal.
And am I disappointed?
Yes.
That cancer exists.
It's not just happening to my dad.
Cancer is happening to all of us.
My whole family is
affected.
And that's not fair.
It's not fair.
And it wasn't fair.
That little girl
got a bad grade.
And then instead of compassion,
instead of guidance,
instead of support,
instead of comfort,
her father's disappointment
was projected at her.
That's sad.
That is so sad.
And I can't undo it.
And I wish I could
go back in time,
be that little girl,
and look at my father.
And say,
Daddy,
I'm so sorry you feel bad.
And that you don't know what to do
with that bad feeling.
I'm so sorry.
You think you'll feel better
by giving the bad feeling
to me.
I'm so sorry
that you're the adult
and you don't know this.
I'd want to tell my dad.
I'm so sorry.
I can't teach you.
I can't heal you.
I can't give you
what you can't even give me.
And then I'd want to look at myself.
My little fourth grade self.
And I'd want to say,
it's not you.
It's his disappointment.
It's his frustration.
It's his stupidity.
I'm so sorry.
You're believing
that you're responsible
responsible
for his reality,
his emotions,
his thoughts,
his actions.
You're in fourth grade.
You're
only responsible
to study,
to ask good questions,
and do better next time.
That's all.
It is not your job.
To comfort
an alcoholic adult.
It is not your job
to take on shame
that isn't even yours.
It is not your job
to feel responsible
for his experience,
his memories,
his lack,
his abuse,
in life
or in death.
I want to bless my father.
Love my father.
Honor my father.
In the reality
he is experiencing.
And I want to remember who I am.
I am not a fourth grader.
And I have not shamed my own child.
And I have not chosen
to be an alcoholic
parent.
I want to remember
where I begin
and where I end.
And I want to love my father safely,
even though I'm powerless,
the way that fourth grader was powerless,
to comfort him,
to change him,
to give to him,
to teach him,
to guide him.
I want to feel safe.
I want to feel safe.
I am not a child.
I couldn't feel safe.
Today I can feel safe.
I am a good parent.
I have a loving husband.
A healthy body.
Today,
it is not my turn
to suffer.
I am not a child.
I am an adult.
Living well.
I stand in my own authority.
I manage my own emotions.
And I learn.
I practice my way
into mastery
of true compassion.
I want to have compassion for my father.
Because he has always been alone.
In his own disappointment.
In his own anger.
In his own choices.
And he will be alone.
In his death.
And I want to remember,
I am not alone
in my parenting,
in my marriage,
in my desires,
in my heart.
I give myself
permission
to heal my own heart,
to stand
with consciousness
in my own experience,
and feel compassion
for whatever it is
my father
has created
and is living through,
and the way
he will transition.
I give myself permission
to bring all my focus and attention
back to me,
present time.
Today.
Who I am today.
It is safe to be me
today.
Okay, big breath.